Karabosei today's daf is Kiddushin daf Ayin Aleph, continuing on with the Yichus Sergios, and as always, right, our learning should be Sukkos Alva, all of Am Yisrael, and assuming the Torah of Hashivya, and with Hashem we should be Zochah to see a Gula Shleima Bekorah. So we're three lines up here on Ayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Chelbo, right, says, Rabbi Chelbo, right, the last thing we had mentioned, right, that there was something, a difference in the Pasuk about how Kosh Baruch Hu relates to Am Yisrael as opposed to how he relates to Gerim. So Rabbi Chelbo says, very interesting statement, Am Rabbi Chelbo, Kashim Gerim the Yisrael Kesapachas. That Gerim, converts, right, are as difficult to Am Yisrael as a Sapachas. Sapachas is one of the descriptions of Tzaras in the Psukim. Just read the Psukim, then we'll get to what it means. They'll be kind of sponged into, they'll be whatever it is, they'll be, you know, into, they'll connect themselves to Beis Yaakov. Right, again, they use this language of Lashon of Seis and Sapachas, which we find by Tzaras. So what does it mean? It seems to be a derogatory thing. And the Chora, obviously we see many, many psukim in the Torah telling us to be nice to Gerim. So what's going on over here? So let's read Rashi. Rashi says, She'inam zihirim b'mitzos. Right? Rashi says, yeah, it's a shtickle negative, because sometimes Gerim are not as careful in mitzos as Am Yisrael. V'regilim etzlam, and the people who hang out with Gerim, nimshachim etzlam v'lomdim mimaseim, right, kind of get drawn after them, and then they learn from their negative ways. Tosos, right, if you see Tosos Kashim right on top, right, goes on to Amud Aleph, has a whole bunch of different pshatim, right, he quotes Rashi. He says that some people, he says all the different pshatim. Yesh mefarshim lefisha kol Yisrael Raven zelaza. I say he doesn't like that pshat. Right? He quotes a couple of pshatim over here, but just the one I want to call to your attention, right, very interesting, is the opposite approach. Right, if you look on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, the first skinny line, right, in Tosos, it says Rav Avram Ger Piresh, right, Rav Avram the Ger, right, explained. It's not negative, right? Obviously, he has a stake in here, right? He has a stake in the discussion. He has a dog in the race. But anyway, but either way, he explains the fisha gerim bikiim b'mitzvos, that actually, right, the gerim are better than mitzvos, than Am Yisrael, umidaktigim b'hem, right? And they're very careful about them. Therefore, kashim him liyisrael kizapachas. Therefore, it's tough for Am Yisrael because they makes Bnei Yisrael look bad. And thereby, Kosh Baruch remembers right, that the Bnei Yisrael are not doing the mitzvahs as appropriately as the Gerim. When they don't do what Kosh Baruch wants, right? It's reminiscent of Yonah, that Yonah didn't want the people of Nineveh to do tshuva, because it was going to be reminiscent that Bnei Yisrael didn't really do tshuva, and Kosh Baruch would get angry, right, at Bnei Yisrael. But, right, okay, many different ways to look at this. Right, again, okay, Seder, but just to reiterate, the Torah does say, right, v'ahavtem es ha-ger, that you have to love the ger, and it says many, many places, right, to be careful. That's one of the pshatim, actually, that Tosfos says, that since, if there are a lot of gerim, right, it says so many places to be good to them, right, that a person has to be careful, right? Right, it says over here, 24 places it says that you shouldn't, upset the ger. And if they're around, right, it's, people, kind of sometimes rub each other the wrong way, and that would violate, right? Again, if it's a regular Jew, okay, right, it's not great, but okay. If it's a ger, then that's going against 24 different psukim, right, that's obviously not so good. Okay, either way, but that's a very fascinating statement and the different sides in terms of how to understand that. I'm Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Kosh Baruch Hu Metayer Shvatim, when a Kosh Baruch Hu is going to be Metayer the Shvatim, right, in times of Meyachsim, in the times of Mosa Mashiach, Meir V'Yomenu Amen, Kosh Baruch Hu will kind of like tell us who is Miyuchas, right, who has a proper lineage, who has a proper Yichus. So Shivta Shalevi Metayer Tchila, first is going to do Shevet Levi, Shnemar Spazik says, V'yashav Metzaref Metayer Kesef, V'tayer is Bnei Levi, V'zike Gosam, Kazav, Kakasef, Ayu Hashem, Magisha Mincha, Bitzdaka. I'm Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Kesef, Matar, Mamzerim. Money, right, being rich, right, is Matar, Mamzerim. Purifies Mamzerim. Shinemar, as Bazak says, Vyashav, Matarif, Matar, Kesef. Right, the Matar will be, right, the Kesef. Right, that fascinating that Mamzerim will become Matar. What does that mean? Meaning, it doesn't mean that you can, buy your way out of being a mamzer, right? That's obviously not a thing. So Rashi says, "Hamutuman bi Yisrael machmas mamonam v'hem v'gorim lahem shi'itar u'shel asilav v'ena kosh baruch u'mavdilim la'achas nevdeku b'ayim mishpachos Yisrael harvei." Meaning, that means after the mamzerim already mixed together, right? After mamzerim already mixed together in Am Yisrael, right, there's once we don't know exactly where they are, so that's going to be mitar them, because Kosh Baruch is not necessarily going to separate them out. How does a mamzer get into Am Yisrael? Right, either they had you know, either they bought their way into to regular marriages or whatever, but tachlis, at the end of the day, right, they're not going to get separated out, and they're going to be kind of, you know, lost and therefore purified, right, in Mam Yisrael. Mama Gisha Mincha B'Tzedakah, what does it mean, people who give Tzedakah? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Tzedakah Asa Kosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu, this is a chesed, Shemishpacha, Shemishpacha Shenitma, Nitma. Anybody who got kind of, you know, kind of lost, anybody got swallowed up, anybody got mixed in, right, stays mixed. And Kosh Baruch Hu is not going to take out the Mamzerim, right, and tell us who they were. Okay, two dots. Gufa, let's go weiter, or really weiter and mention something we said before. I'm Rav Yehuda Mer Shmuel, Kol Arotzos Isa Le Yisrael, Ve'er Yisrael Isa, right, Labavo. All the lands are Isa. Isa is dough, right, Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is dough to Bavel. What does that mean? So if you remember, right, again, dough is the idea that you mix a bunch of things together and you get dough, right? Challah, flour, water, eggs, sugar, right, whatever, all the things are mixed together. So when we say something is dough, it means it's negative in terms of their yichus, in terms of their lineage, because you have all these different types of people mixed together. So all the other lands are not as good as Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is not as good as Bavel. Again, back in the day, right, the yichus was, as you'll see in a second, was cleaned out. And cleaned up, really, is probably a better way of saying it. So Gemara says, So Gemara says, Bimei Rebbe, Bikshu Lasas Bavel, Isa Le'Eretz Yisrael. They wanted, in the days of Rebbe, they wanted to make Bavel, right, dough to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, not the other way around. I mean, they wanted to make Eretz Yisrael the Yichus, right, appropriate, right, and totally, you know, Tahor and Yashar and Miyachus, so that you have to kind of, you know, reverse it, right? Not that the families in Bavel were absolutely pure, but the families in Eretz Yisrael were absolutely pure. So Malaham, he said to them, Kotzim atem asim li bein einai. So Rabbi said, you're putting thorns in my eyes. Rintzonuchem yitapel emachem Rabbi Chanina ben Chama. I mean, he wasn't willing to deal with it. Rabbi came from Bavel, right? He didn't want to mess up his own Yichus. He didn't want to make the families in Bavel worse off than the families in Eretz Yisrael. So he's like, I'm not dealing with this. Go to see Rabbi Sure enough, he talked to them. So Amar Lam, Kach Megublanim Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. When he said, "This is what I learned from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi," Shamar Mishum Aviv. He said in the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi. Kol Arutz is easily Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is easily above. I said, "No, that's not how it is." I mean, Eretz Yisrael is easily above. It's dough. It comes above all, and above all has, you know, pure yichus, and Eretz Yisrael is not as good. Bimei Rabbi Pinchas. Big Shulas is Bavel Yisrael. They also want to kind of like make Eretz Yisrael's Yichus better and make it better than Bavel. So I'm going to have Avadav Kshani Omer Shnei Dvarim Beis Hamedrash Talinu Barisa Verutzu. Right? We're going to try and make this game over here. I'm going to say a couple things about Beis Hamedrash. Right? I'm going to kind of make it a little bit, you know, controversial. We're basically going to, what's it called? And we're going to kind of, I'm going to slip it in and see how they react. So when that happens, right, Talunu Barisa Verutsu, right, put me on some sort of like, you know, bed or stretcher or wheelchair or whatever, and let's get out of here. I mean, he was basically going to say that Eretz Yisrael is worse than Bavel. He's going to tell people that Bavel, I mean, they wanted to make Bavel, you know, worse than Eretz Yisrael, but really Eretz Yisrael is worse than Bavel in terms of their yichus, and he was going to announce that. So ki ayel amar lahem. So when he got there to the base matter, he said, first of all, ein shechita lo'of min ha-tarda. Right, you don't have to shecht a bird midoraisa. That's a discussion in the Gemara and Chulin. Right, so that was something that was like, what? What do you mean you don't have to shecht a bird? What are you talking about? So they started ad yasvi kaminah. So they were cheshbening this out. They're like, wait, what's going on? You know, they were kind of going over it. B'ma'ayin badaver. And obviously we pass that you have to shech birds, just to be clear. Okay, so Amar Lahu, so he said to them, he kind of slipped in, call Arutzos Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Yisrael above all. Right? He said, no, sorry fellas, right, the Yichus in Eretz Yisrael is not as good as Yichus in Bavel, and sure enough, Nithlu Barisa V'Rotu and Rotu Acher V'lo Yihu. He got him out of there, right, and the mob, you know, couldn't find him. Didn't catch him. Yeah, sure enough, Yashvu Barku Ache Gila Sakana Upershu. And they kind of, you know, checked out, they looked into the families in Eretz Yisrael, sure enough, they found out, right, that there were some problems here, and they became dangerous, and they stopped investigating. They kind of refrained from going any further. What does it mean, the Sakana? So Rashi says, right, that they got into some families who were threatening to kill them because there were some powerful families over there, right? And you know, what's it called? They were They were, you know, Rashi says over here, smack dab in the middle of the daf, Rashi, Livsol Mishpachos Anshei Zeroa, right? They had some strong arm, popular, powerful families that they were threatening to expose some secrets, right? Some skeletons in the closet. And they were like, you know what? This is not worth it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eichala Biadenuhi. We have Heichala, it's a Lashon of Shavua. Right? We have that, I can tell people who, right? We are able to tell people who is. Right, and who is not in Eretz Yisrael of Alma Esash or Gedolei Ador Nitzmuba. But what am I supposed to do? The Gedolei Ador are mixed in with these people, right, who do not have entirely pure Yichus. Now, just to clarify, the Gedolei Ador in the Gemara is not usually the Gedolei Ador that we use in the vernacular. Nowadays, we talk about the Gedolei Ador like the Gedolim. The Gedolei Ador is not. Right, if you remember, there's a. Where's that Gemara? Gemara Psachim. No, where the Gemara says who you should look for. And Gedolei Ador is like the third or fourth on the list, but it means the people like in charge the partners of the tzibur, people like the wealthy or the people maybe in charge, the mayor, whatever it is, doesn't necessarily mean Gedolim like we say it. But either way, long story short, they didn't want to mess up these prominent people by divulging which families had bad yichus. Savrala Rabbi Yitzchak, Tam Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishpacha Nitzma Nitzma, and he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, who says once families mixed together, right, it's mixed together. Well, you shouldn't just say you're tahor and you're tahor and you're tahor and you're tahor. Amra Abaye says, again, when I say tahor, I don't mean tahor in that sense. I mean your yichus is good and your yichus is a little shady. Amra Abaye says, we also learn, right? We quote a Mishnah over here, Mishnah in Edios. Mishpachas Beis Harit Hatsrifa Haisa Be'evar Yardin. There's a family called Beis Tsrifa. V'richka Ben Zion Bizroa. And Ben Zion kind of shoved it away, meaning they wouldn't let them be mischate to marry into Am Yisrael. And there was another family, and they brought them closer. Just like this. Right? So Eliyahu will come and figure out who is what, and he'll figure out, he'll either fix or tell us which family is the proper yichus or not. So the Gemara says, excuse me, Kigon Elu the Yodin. Only the ones that are known, right? Again, Eliyahu will divulge, and they were messed up, but things were kind of unclear with, not sure. Eliyahu is not necessarily going to tell us, and that's exactly what we learned right a minute ago. Tana, we learned in a Braisa. I'm not sure why this is Tana with an Aleph. Excuse me. So Oda Chares Haisa, there was another family that was messed up. V'lo Ratzu Chacham Leglosa, right? Chacham didn't want to tell who it was. Av Chacham Mosrim Mosol Levneim L'Tamadeim, right? Pam Achas B'Shavua, Family Pam Ma'im B'Shavua. But they would kind of whisper amongst their Talmidim, right, to make sure they didn't marry into that family. Right? They would tell everybody, they would reveal who this was once every Shemitah cycle. Some people say twice every Shemitah cycle. But they didn't want to, mess people over. But they also didn't want, their Talmidim to marry into this family. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mustaber makes sense. Command Amar Pam Achas B'Shavua. It must have been once every 7 years. Kedetanya, as we said. Harini Nazir im lo egla mishpachos yehi Nazir velo yigala mishpachos. If a person says I'll be a Nazir, right, if he doesn't reveal the families that have bad yichus, better that he should be a Nazir, right, and you shouldn't, instead of saying lashon hara, well, not lashon hara, but really kind of revealing, right, which families have bad yichus. Again, usually a Nazir is not so good, right? It's not, we don't view a Nazir as something that's necessarily positive. Amar Rav Baruch Hanan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shem Ben Arbia Osios, Chacham Mosrim Mosol Tamidayim, Pam Achash B'Shavua, Ve'Ami Le'Pamayim B'Shavua. Again, another Machlokas along the same lines. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, that was four letters, right, they would tell, right, Yudke, Pashas Yudke Vavke, right, they would tell their Talmidim once every 7 years. Some people say twice every 7 years. They would explain, right, how to say it, what it was. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mistavra, Kamad Amar Pam Achas B'Shavua. Makes sense. It was once every 7 years instead of twice. The Chetiv Kispazik says, Zesh Mi Le'olam, but it doesn't say Le'olam with a Vav. It says Le'olam Lamed Ayin Lamed Mem, and La'aleim Ksiv, or Le'ileim Ksiv, right, that it is mute, right? Again, it shouldn't, or is quiet, or it was hidden. Ilim is with an aleph. I apologize, but it means it should be kept hidden, and that they shouldn't reveal it more than necessary. Rava Savra Lemidrashav Epirka. Rava wanted to darshan out Akash Baruch's name, or kind of tell over people at the shir. So I'm like, Usaba Laalim Ksiv. So someone told him, no, this drasha, right, you should keep it quiet. Rabbi Avina pointed out the pasuk says Ksiv Zeshmi, and the Ksiv says Zichri, right? It's my name. What's the thing that I am remembered by? Meaning, so why do we call it that? So Amar Akash Baruch Hu, Lokshani Nichtav Ani Nikra. This is a Gemara that you know that you know, but you just don't realize that you know. Kosh Baruch Hu says, I am not going to, don't let my name be pronounced as if it is written. Nichtav ani b'yudhei, revinikah ba'alav dalas, Gemara calls a dalet a dalas. So, I'm going to be written yud kei vav kei, but we're going to pronounce it alef dalet nun yud. Tanur Rabbanu l'dan d'Rabbeisa, barishona ben, shem ben shtem esrei osios, hayu mosu nusa l'kol adam, right? Originally, everybody knew, right? The 12-letter name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you don't know what it is, so that you're not alone. that was originally, everybody knew it. But Mishrabu Pritzim, when the Pritzim came in, again, they were Pritzim who would use it all the time, right? So most of them saw the Tznuim Shebekuna, they would give it to the, you know, the quiet Kohanim, the Tznuah Kohanim, the Tznuim Shebekuna, Mavlinoso, Beni'imas, Acheim, HaKohanim, and those Kohanim would kind of mumble it or whisper it when the Kohanim were Duchening, right? They would say it, right, under their breath, as the other Kohanim said, you know, Yurke Vavke, or they're singing, or whatever it is. Right, when Hashem, right, they would say the 12-letter name. Tani will learn the Rabbeisa, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Apam Achas Alizi Achar Achi Inid Duchen. Once I went behind my uncle, my mother's brother, right, to Duchen, right, in the base of Mikdash, by Tasi Azni Eitel Kohen Gadol. I went to listen to what the Kohen Gadol was going to say. Shemati Shevli Hashem Ben Imas Achiv, or Achiv, Echov, probably Echov, HaKohanim. And I heard that he kind of like muttered, right, the 12-letter name, right, under his breath, right, when everybody was saying the other name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, Yukev Avke. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Shem Ben Arbay Mishtayim Yosios. There's a 42-letter name. Ein Moser Noso, right, Elam Lemishet Sanuav Anav Omer Bechatzi Yomav. You only give it to someone who is tsanua, and someone who is onav, humble. Someone who is at least halfway through his years. Again, that's 35 years. It can be yomav, what's it called? Yimei Shorzan b'hem shim shana, right? That 70 years is supposed to contain him. So at least 35 years old. Veno Kohis doesn't get angry. Veno Mishtaker doesn't get drunk. Veno Mamin El Midosov, where he doesn't insist that everything that he is supposed to get, he gets, right? He's Mavir El Midosov, where he kind of like is, he's a Vatran. He's not insistent on getting his fill. V'chol HaYodo, V'hir Zirbo, Mishamro V'tara. Right, anybody who knows that name, right, and kind of keeps it quiet, keeps it pure, doesn't say anything, it's Ohov Lamala, he's loved above by Akash Baruch Hu, Nechma Lamata, he's honored, right, and cute, literally means, but people adore him on the earth. They Musum Utelas Alabrios, people are the creatures are, not Amos, probably, not fear, but people are awe-inspired by him. V'nochol Shnei Olamim, Olam Hazav Olam Haba, right, and inherits both this world and the next. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Desaba, Shmuel said in the name of, I don't know if it's his grandfather, but a grandfather, right, a Rav, Bavel Bechezgas Ksheri Omedas Ad Shivada Lecha Bameh Nifsala. Right, anybody who comes from Bavel, right, they have a Chezgas Kashrus that they are from good Yichus until you know that there's a problem. Right, Shara Ratos, but other lands, Bechezgas Psulim Omdos, they're situated where they're no good, right, we assume they're no good, Ad Shivada Lecha Bameh Nifsala, right, until we know that they are, in fact, a proper family with good Yichus. Eretz Yisrael, what about an Eretz Yisrael? So Muxak Lepsul, Puzzle, and Muxak Lekosher, Kosher, right, if you have a Chazaka, they're a Puzzle, they're a Puzzle, if you have a Chazaka, they're Kosher, they're Kosher. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Hagufa kasha. The problem is that that's inherently contradictory by the implications of that last statement. Right? Amar to Muxak Lifsol Apostle, if you tell me that anybody who's a chazaka, that they're apostle, Hastama kasher. But if the guy doesn't have any chazaka, you have no idea about his family, so Pasha says he's kasher. But Vahadar Tani, then it says, Muxak Lakasher kasher, right? That anybody who has a chazaka is kasher, implying that Hastamal, if you don't have a chazaka that he's kasher, that implies that he's apostle. So which one is it? Samar Avuna Bar Taklifa Mishmeder Avo Kasha. There's no problem. Kan lasir isha, kan lahutzi isha miyado. Right. The question is whether you want to marry somebody. Again, that's we assume that someone is no good unless you know that he's kosher. But to get rid of him, get him out of a marriage, then you need to bring proof. Right, that someone is puzzle. Otherwise, well, we assume that he is a kosher. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef called sichasa b'vavel masin lo isha. Anybody who has the language, the slang, the accent of Bavel is allowed to marry a woman. We assume he's kosher. But nowadays, there are people who do impressions, right? So chashina, we're concerned that people are just putting on a British or whatever American accent and scamming the system. Ziri hava ka mishtamit mined Rabbi Yochanan. Ziri didn't want to hang out with Rabbi Yochanan because the hava amarle nisiv barta. Because Rabbi Yochanan wanted to marry his daughter. Rabbi Yochanan was from Eretz Yisrael. Ziri was from Bavel, right? And he wanted to make sure he married someone with proper yichus. And in Eretz Yisrael, you never know. That's right, guys. So as we said, Eretz Yisrael, east of the Bavel. So Yom HaChad, one day, apparently he didn't refrain from hanging out with Rabbi Yochanan. He just kind of like, you know, avoided him once in a while. Or he didn't, you know, he kept on trying to avoid the conversation at least. Yom HaChad HaVakaz LeBeorcha, they were traveling together in Matul Urkum of Demaya, and they came across a river. Arkevei Rabbi Yochanan Kafte, V'kama Averlei. So sure enough, Ziri, Rabbi Yochanan being his Rebbe, the Gadol, Ziri took Rabbi Yochanan on his shoulders and he carried him across the water. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said, O Reis and Kshera, Bintan Lokshan, well, my Torah is good enough for you, but my is kosher for you, but my daughter is not kosher for you. My datech, why won't you marry my daughter? But Elim Mitanifi Tamis, based on the Mishnah that we, our Mishnah, sorry, Yuxan Alam Bavel Kahane Levi, etc. Atu Kahane Levi Vishal Kulu Sliki. But did all the Kahane Levi and Vishal come to Bavel? Right, so it must be Kihechidi Shtar Mihane, Shtar Nami Mihane. Just like there were some people who left. Right, and there are also some people who stayed behind. Right, so the people in Bavel are not necessarily right as tahor, as pure, as good yichus as you think. So ishtemut ishtemitte had Amar Rabbi Elazar. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan forgot Rabbi Elazar's statement that lo ala Ezra ben Bavel acha asa kasolas nikiyah v'ala. Right, until Ezra only left Bavel until he made it a fine solas, a fine flower, meaning he took out all of the impurities, took out all the people with bad yichus. V'ala, I mean, it's not true. I mean, that all the people in Bavel. Right, they knew that they came from proper Yichus. Ula ikla levon badisa lebe Rav Yehuda. Ula went to Bumbadisa, right, to hang out with Rav Yehuda. Chazi le Rav Yitzchak Bereda Rav Yehuda, right, the God of Lonazir. You saw Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda's son, right, was getting older, right, was not married, right, you know, for us, you know, that's like 40, 50. Here, for them, it was probably like, I don't know, 14, 15. But okay, either way, Samuel, he said to him, my time loka matzi le marit celebre. So why is your son not married? People say that nowadays also, but then I guess the chora was the tachlis. So Amalei miyadana mehechansiv. I have no idea where I can find someone to marry for him. Meaning he was concerned about all the yichus. So Amalei said to him, "Matu ana miyadina mehechakasina. We don't know where we come from. But dilma mehanach kisiv. Maybe we come from these people, right?" The pasuk says. Pasuk in Eicha, right? We've been talking about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Nashim b'tzion inu b'sulos b'ari Yehuda, right? That the Goyim raped Rachman al-Slana. Unfortunately, it's in Yanat Yomar lo aleinu chas v'shalom. But the Goyim raped right all the women in Yehuda. V'chitem, and if you tell me over kachavim bebet bala bas yishal of lad kosher, and if you tell me well that well again if a Jewish woman is raped and they have a child, so that there's no mamzerus, but don't mehalach kisibu. Maybe we come from the other people. Right, from other people, Hashoch v'mal mitos shein usruchem are so some. Right, maybe we're from those people who the pasuk is describing, who are lying on these beds, right, of shein of teeth, meaning of ivory, and they're masriach. They make their are so some. They make their beds disgusting. What is going on? What does that mean? V'amar Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, elu bnei adam shem hamashtin mayim b'fnei mitos on arumim. Those are referring to people who go to the bathroom, who urinate. Right before their bed, right again, but they have a chamber pot or whatever. They just urinate there while they're naked. And that's not what it really means, because umigade for Rabbi Yevo. Rabbi Yevo laughed at this and he said, "Hachi, that's not. What do you mean? That's what the pasuk means. Therefore, what does it say after that? Right, lachen ata yiglu barosh golem. Therefore, they're going out at the head, at the front of all the of the exile of the go of the galus. B'shim shemashtin mayim b'fnei mitosem arumim yiglu barosh golem. Just because they're a little, it's not so tsanua, right? It's not so appropriate. They're urinating before their beds, okay, but they're going to go at the head of the galus. Rabbi Yevo says, no, that pasuk means, elu b'nei adam sha'uchlam shoshim zemzeh, people who eat meals together, that's okay. U'madbikin mitoseim zubazu, but they connect their beds to each other. U'machlifin nesoseim zebazeh, and they swipe swap with each other, and they make their beds disgusting with shikva zera, which is not theirs. So maybe, meaning what he meant was that's an elaborate way of saying maybe we come from these people, right, in Eretz Yehuda. So how do you know why shouldn't you take a wife? Right, Rav Yehuda, why shouldn't you take a wife? We don't know where we come from. So take a wife, someone you figure it out. Mitzvah Shem should be Zocha. Zamalei Hechinav, it's Rav Yehuda said, okay, so what do I find? I don't, let's get her married. Let's get her married, but what can I do? Meaning, how do I find someone who, let's take our best shot at proper Yichus? Zamalei Zil Bashar Shtikuzai. So Ula said to him, go find a quiet family. Right, Kihai Debodke B'nei Ma'arava. Because this is what they did, right, in Menarava, in Eretz Yisrael, this is what they did when they checked into someone's yichus. Ki minsu beitre b'hadi adadi, when two people would fight, chazu hay minayhu dekadim v'shasik, they'd see which one becomes quiet first. And normally they would say, hay miyuchas tvei, must be this guy is more miyuchas, that's more of a, that's not Jewish necessarily. Fight with each other, Baruch Hashem, we've seen a lot of achdus in the last, couple of weeks. sad that that's what it took, but it's definitely, you know, seen tremendous achdus in Am Yisrael, right? Jews don't like to fight with each other so much, so whoever quiets down first, right, they're probably more miyuchas, right, to Am Yisrael. Amar Rav, Rav says, "Shtikusei bevavo haynu yichusa." Right, the quietness, the being quiet, this mida, right? That's the yichus. Right, that's how you can tell that they have a good lineage. Ani is that really true? Vayikla Rav lebei bar shafi chala. Right, Rav went to this house of shafi chala. Ubadak buhu my love be yichusa. But then he looked into him. It does not mean he looked into his yichus. So the Gemara says, "Lo b'shtikusa." I mean, they looked into how quiet he was, meaning how what his midos were. This is what he meant to say. Beduko ish. Shusky, low Shusky, many try to figure out whether this, you know, these chevra are quiet or you know they're silent when there's a mechlokas or not. I'm Rav Yudah Marav. I'm Reisa Shnei Bnei Adam Mizgayim Zebazet. Right, Shemetz Psul Yesh Bechem Hahem. If you see two people fighting with each other, some sort of, you know, Shemetz Psul, some sort of like. There might be some sort of problem with their yichus in one of them. And Kosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, won't let them come together, right? Echad v'chaveiro, right? But because, you know, there's a problem with the yichus, right? So they're not allowed, you know, Kosh Baruch Hu is kind of like almost making them fight, almost, not really, but like kind of like making, there's some sort of problem between the two of them. Again, also he says if you see two fight between two families, shemesh psul yesh be'echamahem, there's some sort of psul, some sort of bad lineage, bad yichus. Ve'imanichan osa lidavik pechavertav. Again, a Kosh Baruch Hu won't let them kind of be friends or whatever. Amar of Papa Saba Mishmei Derav Bavel Bria. Bavel is healthy, meaning all of it is good yichus. Meshon Mesa and Mesha and Meshon of all of them were mamzerim. And Madai Chola and Elam Gosases. Madai is sick and Elam, right, is a Goses, is, you know, a person's lying on his deathbed. Ma ben Golan Cholin the Goses. Gosin, what's the difference between the last two? So Rov Cholin Lechayim and Rov Gosin Lemisa, right, just an explanation, right, meaning that there are sick people across the board. Right, most sick people get better. Most people who are bedridden, right, unfortunately, you know, Lo Aleinu, right, are usually passed away. So that's, I guess, it was worse in Elam than it was in Madai. Okay, we're gonna stop by. This is gonna go to get into the borders and of Bavel, because if you want to know the right, the proper yichus, we have to know where Bavel is necessarily. It's gonna get into the defining the borders of Bavel, and we'll do that tomorrow. It's Hashem. For now, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and we should see Yeshuos and Nisim Benaflos for Am Yisrael. Amen. Ken Yirotz.